Welcome to Big Dog Talk. This is your host, Lamar. I got a great segment today. I got one of my homies, my brother, known this dude for over 15 years.
Yeah.
My boy, Sean Johnson here.
Yeah.
Sean,
what's up, Lamar? What's up, man? What's up, man? to everybody, this is Sean Johnson. I like to refer to myself as NBA expert, if you will. me and Lamar have been doing this for about 15 years. This is going to be the first time that y'all get to hear it. So I'm excited, man. Let's do it.
Nice. So we got some great topics today. We're going to definitely start off with this Kyrie Irving return, and then we're going to go to Oladipo's return, the meat and potatoes of today. Since I got my brother, who is definitely a huge Laker fan, even when the Lakers were bad.
Yeah.
So that's our meat and potatoes. And then we're going to talk about Luka. Say that again, my brother.
I just said OG Lakers fan. You already OG know. Like, we not one of those bandwagoners over here. But yeah, let's go ahead and get to it, man.
So Kyrie Irving, he came back today.
Yeah.
It was a great win. They needed this win. I was impressed. You know, I mean, I watched probably about half of the game, and then I watched the fourth quarter. And I enjoyed it, you know, for the highlights that he was putting on. But I was hoping that he came back, and instead of turning it into the Kyrie show, it was more of a let me get back and groove into the game, you know, feed the rock to everybody. What you think about tonight's game?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I expected it. You know, it's Kyrie Irving. You know what I'm saying? Like what else is he going to do? He's not going to come back and play like Lonzo Ball. I was happy to see Kyrie coming back out, and you know, he dropped 21. Wasn't it 21? I think
it was 21. Yeah.
And but he did it in limited minutes because, you know, he obviously had his minutes restriction.
Yeah.
It was great. It was nice. I feel like when it comes to Brooklyn, they're gonna need Kyrie to do Kyrie things to keep selling tickets until KD get there next year. So you know, for now, Kyrie, do your thing. Wallace, I'm going to be watching. I'm still salty with Kyrie, though, man. I wanted Kyrie to come to the Lakers, but I guess that's a conversation for another time, I guess.
Kyrie Mamba.
Yeah. Exactly.
He actually, the wild thing is, after him being out for 2 months, he came back. I think he shot like 10 for 11 tonight. Like, he was scorching. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he made like 90% of his shots, which is, I mean, that's pretty awesome. You know what I mean? Being out 2 months, but he's not going to do that every night because Kyrie isn't a efficient player. He's a gunner. You know what I mean? And we hope that they can keep it up. You know what I mean? They're 18-20. This team is kind of underwhelmingly performing this year. Hopefully they make it to the playoffs. They will. You know what I mean? They'll make the seventh or the eighth seed.
Right.
But that's enough for the Nets. Now, Oladipo, the good old Oladipo, he will be back hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Or probably the end of the month. How do you think his return will affect the Pacers? And will that catapult them into a top five team?
I'm going to say this. Oladipo's return opens the East all the way up. It's still the Giannis show. Everything's going to go through Giannis in the East. However, they are as formidable as any other team out there, and they will challenge whomever they are playing. Hold on.
They're 24-15. They're second in the Central.
24-15. Excuse me. Yeah, like so they're only about three games back, like from the place spot, and the Heat just took a loss tonight, and the Raptors took a loss tonight, and the Sixers lost Embiid for a good little minute. So I can see the Pacers.
They shouldn't have lost.
Ooh. Yeah, I can see the Pacers taking a major leap with Oladipo returning, and I see them giving whomever problems. Not gonna be a cakewalk this year for no team. So I'm excited for Oladipo.
I agree. I definitely think they could catapult. I think they actually are a more formidable team than Philly, which is wild. You know what I mean? Because I guess Philly does have two quote unquote superstars, if you call Ben Simmons one.
Yeah.
But with Oladipo, I know he's going to have to get in the groove of things, but they're a very good 24 and 15. You know what I mean? And like you said, Miami losing tonight, which is a shocker. You know what I mean? Truthfully, you should never lose to New York. You know what I mean?
Ever.
But that's here nor there. Because I guess the Knicks did put up a lot of points against the Clippers. So the Knicks do put up a lot of points when they want to play. They lose to the Lakers, but you know what I mean? The Clips over there, they'll put up points against them.
Well, the Clippers are sorry. But when it comes to the Pacers, I see them go ahead and jumping up to that fourth seed. The Raptors, I like Siakam. I'm still not the biggest fan of Kyle Lowry. So when it comes to Oladipo versus their player, I think Oladipo has more experience in this league. So I see the Pacers taking a major jump this now that he's coming back.
Yeah, that's a good point because you're right. You brought up Siakam. He came back as well. After being out for a short period of time as well. And this one was actually a pretty shocker because they lost to the Spurs as well. And they were up, I want to say, at least 16 or 18 points. And Siakam came out pretty hot in the first half. And then he kind of fizzled away. And that's the thing about the Raptors. We don't know who they are and what their identity is because last year it was, okay, you got the Kawhi Leonard and the Leonardettes. You know what I mean? Yeah. What do you have this year? And that I think that's what Coach Nurse has to do. You got to figure out what identity you're going to go with. Is this going to be Kyle Lowry's team? Because Kyle Lowry might not even be there next year. Are you going to go to Siakam to make the Siakam's team? What are they?
And the issue is Siakam is not good enough to be your best player on a team.
No.
So, Toronto's probably going to fizzle their way on out. But shout out to my boy Van Fleet. I like him, man. That's my guy. But other than him, you know, Toronto, they just gone. I don't see them being formidable. They'll probably make the playoffs due to the, you know.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
They'll make the playoffs, but I don't see them beating any of those top tier teams. I can see them messing around and losing to Philly.
Yeah.
Just saying right. A lot. Yeah, saying a lot, you know, because Philly's not that great either.
No, they're not. So, truthfully, we've just listed off a lot of teams off rip that aren't really performing how they should. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Going with the Toronto. I really thought Brooklyn would be better than 18 and 20. You know, but the wild thing about the East, Sean, is outside of that 1-8, after that, it's a complete drop off. You know, Chicago and Detroit, they're like 14 and 26. So the 1-8 is kind of already set in the East. You know what I mean? Milwaukee, Boston, you know, Miami, Toronto, Brooklyn, Orlando. Those are kind of going to be set in stone. It's just going to be who is going to be the top three. And we already, like you said, nobody's fucking with Milwaukee.
Exactly.
You know, and they got the best home record in the league, 18-2, which is unbelievable. You know what I mean?
Dude, Milwaukee has the best record in the league. Milwaukee is a force to be reckoned with this year. It's going to be tough for any team, and I mean any team, to beat them four times in a seven-game series.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's great. So now
until this Iguodala trade comes through, and then, you know, we'll have somebody that can – another body we could throw on them besides LeBron because, you know, LeBron don't like to play play against those type guys. Hey, man, I'm speaking it into fruition, man. I'm telling you, we got to get Iggy, bro. Gotta get Iggy.
It's time to talk Lake Show, L.A., gang, gang.
Yeah.
So the Lakers right now, 32-7.
Yeah.
AD's out. LeBron's been out. He got the flu. He just gave my boy Avery Bradley the flu as well. So they both need to truthfully sit. And Anthony Davis need to sit as well. Nice. Let this be the Kuz show. And let's see if Kuzma is really about that smoke. Because with this trade deadline coming up right now, I'm telling you, Sean, I really think Kuz is saying, you know what? Give me the rock. I will show you all that you need me. What you think?
I agree. I think that everybody in L.A. deserves my man Kyle Kuzma. They owe him an apology because it's been so much Kuz hate that's been going on this pipeline here lately, man. I know you done heard it, right?
Oh, I've heard. I've seen it actually in the comment section, which is pretty crazy to me.
Yeah. Kuzma came through clutch. Who he played last? It was
Dropped 36. Dropped 36, yeah. Boy.
Against the Thunder. Yep, against the Thunder. And dropped 36, came out there, set the tone. I am lobbying for Kuzma to get more freaking minutes. We need to give Kuz more time so that he can go out there and shine. You know who has been disappointing me on the Lakers?
I already feel like I know who you're about to say.
The champion. The champion. Your lookalike, if anybody. Danny Green. Danny, where you at?
Yeah.
Where are you at, man? Like.
Yep.
Average fresh off the championship. Yeah, 9 points a game. Yeah. You know, this man, he's supposed to be a 3-and-D, but threes. Yeah. You feel me? Where the threes? I mean, the last three I really remember is that one against that first game against the Mavericks. The last one I remember. I don't know if he's made one since. Nah, I'm just playing.
You wildin', bro. You wildin'.
Facetious. I'm being facetious. But you get my point. Like,
I get your point.
Danny Green has been so inconsistent this year, it's not even funny.
Yes. But hold on. To his defense, he's shooting the clip. When he is shooting the rock, he's shooting 39-40%. So that to me, that is amazing. You know what I mean? And he's shooting a good field goal percentage. So I do give him credit when credit is due. But you're right, he's averaging like 2 to 3 threes a game, and that's kind of the production that he's only giving.
Danny Green is playing like he should be coming off of the bench.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Why is it that Danny Green isn't? It's because he's a champion, and it's because LeBron playing the one, so it just throws everything off. But, you know, it's good, though. I like LeBron at the one, though. Don't get me wrong. I love LeBron at the one. I've been lobbying for that ever since the thought first came up. However.
Yeah, we talked about that this summer.
We sure did. However, Danny Green, I think Danny Green is the reason why our starting five hasn't been amazing. We're winning all these games. Don't get me wrong. It's because our team is just so stacked. We're a deep squad.
We're super deep, yeah. We're 14, 15 deep.
Big fact. Shout out to Jared Dudley.
Hell yeah. And my boy Caruso, the white bald mamba.
Oh, yeah, that's my guy. But, you know, Danny Green shouldn't be starting, man. He shouldn't be starting. Ooh. I mean, I'm just being real, man. I'm lobbying to give those minutes to Kyle Kuzma.
Okay. So Kyle is averaging about 24 minutes a game, where Danny Green is averaging almost about a minute to 2 minutes more. Okay. And the odd thing is the lineup where it's tough to really pick apart the squad right now because we are successful and we're winning at a very high clip. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. But we can always look to try to do things better. And I actually don't disagree with you. Watching Danny Green sometimes frustrates me because his defense, even if you go back to the Raptors series last year, You know, it's tough to call him a true 3-and-D because who was he guarding last year? Because Klay got hurt. So it's like, who was he really guarding last year? You know what I mean? In the finals. Yes. You know, so yes. This year, if he's going to be playing 25 minutes, we need you to do more than 8 points a game because Avery Bradley has been hurt a lot of games. I think he's only played, you know, roughly like 25 games, and they average almost the same amount of points. And I actually love when Bradley's in a game because he is the only person outside of AD that commits to defense.
Exactly.
So I think we need to figure out what the lineup should be. Here we go.
LeBron at the one, right?
Avery Bradley.
Avery at the two. Kuz at the three.
Kuz at the three.
AD at the four.
AD at the four. And I think you need to just go ahead and put JaVale at the five.
JaVale at the five. Okay. Okay. Because I like that. Either him or Dwight, honestly, but.
Yes, either or, but I'm gonna go with JaVale because Dwight is literally running that entire second team defense amazingly. You know what I mean?
Agreed. And
the energy, and he'll probably have the same energy if he started, but that energy on that second unit is amazing. And Kuzma right now coming off the bench, he's coming in gunning. And I don't know if that's to get his hands hot going. But last year when he was in the starting lineup, he played really well. You know what I mean?
Yes. So much better when he starts because he's trying to come into his own. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
He's not a bench player. He doesn't have a bench mentality. And so with that, I think Danny Green could come off the bench and still ball. He doesn't have his ego like how Kuzma has. You see what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But where does KCP fall in all this? Because, oddly enough, I just like the other – like, when I went to the Laker game, and when I tell you every time KCP shot the ball, everybody in the crowd was like, no! And now I'm like, let that bitch drop.
Yeah. Like,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you of all people know I love KCP. I don't care.
I know. You've been lobbying for this dude to get more playing time, and I'm like, keep him on the bench. But
yeah, KCP is exactly what we're looking for. Spider-Phone coming here, play D, and he'll get.
Yes, he is definitely making threes, and I'm loving it. And the wild thing is, Sean, he's almost shooting 60% in the last 10 games. That's the crazy part about it.
Yep.
You know, that's a beautiful thing. And I think he's actually averaging more points than our boy Danny Green, which is wild.
Dude.
But the highlight is definitely AD. You know what I mean? LeBron is LeBron. I already knew LeBron was going to come out and have a great year. You never knew how he was going to be at 35 years old. But AD, to me, has been the blossoming amazing factor that we really needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Pretty much averaging a double-double, 27 and 10, and is comfortable in his role.
Very you know,
it's so difficult to play with LeBron, and especially LeBron at the one, and then, but see, LeBron at the one allows Anthony Davis to do whatever he wants to do down low, and that's the beautiful thing I love.
Yep. Anthony Davis has been the superstar that we have been waiting for. He was worth every bit of that trade.
Hell yeah, bro.
Shout out to Rob Pelinka. You deserve that promotion.
Amen. So happy. You think they need to manage this load management? And I know LeBron's shooting for this MVP, just like the other night, you know what I mean? For him to pass Michael and the field goals. When we're up by 20 points, bro, it got to get to the point where LeBron still got to be like, look, I'll get it the next game. Because why is he playing 33 minutes and we're up 20? You know what I mean? It's the fourth quarter and we're up 22 points. And I'm like, why are you still in the game? You know what I mean? Like, I know you're stat chasing, but it's like, bro, we need you to rest. Go sit down. Because if he gets hurt and we're up 20, you know what I mean? Then it's like, then people look at the coach.
I'm going to tell you why I disagree with you, okay? So,
okay.
And this it almost brings, you know, it brings emotion out of me, going back to when this happened to Kobe. But an injury is bound to happen. Father Time is undefeated. Okay, so we know that one of these days, LeBron is going to significant time that is going to make him start by retirement. Okay, so we just got to accept that. Okay, we just got to accept it. Now, with accepting that, while he's healthy and while he has it in him, you go ball out. Okay, you go ball out. You know when your time is going to come. Look at Kevin Durant. Okay, you never know when your time is going to come where you're going to end up sitting for a minute. Who knows what Kevin Durant going to look like when he gets back. Side note, that he's going to ball out when he gets back.
That's true.
But still, okay, the next big injury for LeBron at 35 years old, he may not ever do that. So, you know, while he has the legs, while he has the energy and the health, ball out, man. Like, ball out. If he has the flu and, you know, he's thinking about playoffs, obviously, yeah, like preserve yourself. However, don't play scared. When you play scared and you start thinking about, you know, man, I need rest. I need to be kind of just taking it. That's when the injury happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I do see that point. And trust me, I know, because watching Kobe, just like you watch Kobe and seeing him never sit games out, playing with a fucking dislocated finger. And it's like, all those moments I live for. I live to watch him play through the pain,
this
come out, win games.
Do.
And then, but all I always remember is when we played Golden State and we needed to get to the playoffs, and he hit that move on Klay Thompson, and he went to the ground, and he sat on the ground, holding his leg, or excuse me, holding his ankle, and he was giving his blood, sweat, excuse me, and tears. And right now, we have the luxury, and that's the thing I feel like LeBron is trying to get back what he missed from last year. Because he missed so much time from last year, all the accolades. You're right to your point of ball out while you can. I feel like he knows he's not going to pass Michael in rings. Hell, he might not even pass Kobe in rings. But what he will do is more than likely break every single freaking record in the NBA. You know what I mean? And if he can play as many games as he can and keep putting up the points he can, all he got to do is average 24 points a game, and he'll break Kareem. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I think it needs to be the bigger picture of the team. Like, one of them needs to rest. You know, I'm not saying they both got to rest, but it got to be some games where we're sitting somebody because – or they're just not playing. They can't play 33 minutes, even though that's a low for LeBron. He can't play those type of minutes, and we're blowing teams out.
Yeah,
that's
no,
the problem
I agree.
I have.
And – you know, we're talking about lobbying for other people to get minutes. Some of that can come from actually resting those key players.
Bingo.
Yes.
Bingo.
I completely agree with you on that front. I just don't want for him to begin playing timid because he's nervous about it, you know, hurting himself or anything like that. I think that he needs to continue to have that go-get-it mentality. Like, if he's going to chase these stats and accolades, if he wants to be considered the GOAT, that call him GOAT James. If he wants to be GOAT James, he's going to have to break every freaking record. Because you're right. He's not going to pass MJ in rings. That's just not going to happen. He's not going to get four more. You see what I'm saying?
But the wild thing is, and this is sidetrack real quick. I do for sure see him winning two rings. And I would be happy as a Lakers fan, and this is a topic for a whole nother segment, if, and this is the what if game, if he was to win two more rings, you know what I mean? Then he's got five. You know what I mean? That literally would be a topic for like the Kobe, LeBron, because obviously I don't feel like he's past Kobe, but the LeBron lovers already feel like he's better than Jordan. You know what I mean? So if he was to win two more rings and broke every single record, they would be like, hell, get rid of Jerry West. Let's make LeBron James
the
logo.
I think that with LeBron, he's already on the Mount Rushmore of all-time greats. If he wants to be number one, he has to win more ships. And he has to break more records. Yeah. He got to beat Kareem's all-time scoring record. He has to beat that, like, so that he can have that, because Kobe ain't come close. Jordan ain't come close, you know?
What do you mean? Kobe top five in scoring.
But yeah, he...
Right on.
Yeah, he is.
I feel you.
Right.
What you mean to catch number one.
Exactly.
Nobody is.
And so LeBron literally can do that. How many more years does he have to average 24 in order to do it?
Three years.
Averaging 24 points? I can see him doing it, bro. Like, I'm being real.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
You know who else I can see doing it?
James Harden.
That boy James Harden going to be putting up. Yeah. As long as he got D'Antoni, actually, they're not going to have him after this season. That boy James Harden is on a whole nother level. But yes, anyways.
But you know what, though? We can talk about James Harden. This is a great Lakers segment right here. Break Rockets. So the Rockets right now, to me, I always, and I've been consistent, I think they are a regular season team. To me, they are close, and you could call them parallel to the Ravens. And you could say James Harden is Lamar.
That is a very interesting comparison.
You know, and I know the Ravens fan ain't going to like that, but come playoff time, you know, I just don't see how this is going to work. And it's the same system, the same style of basketball that we all love. You know what I mean? In the regular season, as an NBA fan, this is beautiful to watch. You know what I mean? Like, I love it. And now that he done got these three fake cornrows in his head, he out here balling like he, Jesus Shuttlesworth. You know? But I do feel like he is enabling Russell Westbrook. And I love Russell Westbrook because he is a dog, an absolute dog. Yeah. And I know you love him as well. I just don't see how two ball dominant players can translate in prime time 7-game series. And I know we're only halfway through the season, so I'm jumping the gun. But for them to make it 3 months from now, how do you think they can do so, and do you even think they will?
Well, they'll definitely make the playoffs. Now, when it comes to the playoffs, they'll make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Whoa!
Yeah,
drop the mic. Drop on a few bombs.
They'll make it to the final, to the Western Conference Finals. That team they've made it there they've made it at least close to there the last couple of years. I mean, honestly, what team is going to beat them?
Oof. I mean, I hate to say it, but the Clippers would.
You think so? You really think the Clippers have enough firepower to be able to match all of the 3-point shooters?
Well, the thing that to me is always exposed with the Rockets is when you live and die by the three and you don't have enough efficient scoring, you will lose. They tried so hard to make the blueprint for Golden State and then beat that blueprint. But the thing about Golden State was they played defense. And you can't give up 105 plus points. You know what I mean? Like, they lose games when they put up 125 points a game. How is that even possible that you put up 125 and you still lose? You know what I mean? And, you know, that game they just played a few nights ago, actually, the game they just played at OKC. And I'm literally watching Russell Westbrook have one of his most efficient games. And it's rare that he has a quote-unquote efficient game. And James Harden is literally just still trying to be James Harden. So, to answer your question, yes, I do think the Clippers will buckle down and play defense. And before I let you go, real quick, the thing is, the Clippers actually ain't even really been playing defense either, because people have been putting up points against them. So their defense is a little fluff. They only actually play good against the Lakers, but that's here and over there. But go ahead.
Well, when it comes to the Rockets, I'm going to be honest with you. I think that Russell Westbrook will take out Patrick Beverley, okay, because he's a better player than Patrick Beverley. He'll take him out of the game mentally, because Patrick Beverley is going to be putting all of his energy into that whole feud between him and Russell Westbrook, leaving James Harden to cook. because you could say, you know, theoretically, you could put Kawhi Leonard on James Harden and think that that would stop him, but it's not. Or you could say, ooh, I could put Paul George on him, which would probably stop him. Ask Damian Lillard what he thought about when Paul George played him on defense. The only person I could see that actually stop James Harden would probably be James Harden. You know what I'm saying? I could see James Harden averaging still a smooth 30 against the Clippers. What happened when they played them this year?
When they played
the Clippers this year?
You know what happened.
They beat the Clippers this year, actually.
The Rockets? Yeah.
They beat them the first game.
Yeah, they played them in the Rockets.
Yeah, they beat them the first game, lost the second game by 3.
Right.
And then they won the third game by 4.
Yeah, the Rockets did. They won by like 5 points, something like that.
I'm being honest. Rockets have more experience than the Clippers. So I would not sleep on the Clippers as it relates to I would not sleep on the Rockets as it relates to them in the playoffs until they play somebody like the Lakers that could beat them from inside out.
Yeah, that's true, because they're not hanging down low.
They can't hang down low at all. You know what I'm saying? And so, I honestly, you know, everybody thinking it's going to be Lakers-Clippers to see who's going to go to the finals. Yeah. That's a dream. I mean, yeah. But we're sleeping on a lot of other teams. To say that that's what's going to happen.
No, I feel you. But you know the thing about James Harden is, the one thing he's consistent at, Sean,
and this is what you're about to say.
I don't think you do. I'm about to hit you with something. He's a consistent scorer, but do you know what else he consistently does? Turn the ball over. And the game that he scored the 20K, he had 11 turnovers that game. So, you know, that's 11 turnovers, Sean, against Minnesota. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and I know he had a triple-double, but he pretty much had a quadruple-double.
Big facts.
truthfully, you know, and I think we talked about that. We actually talked about this yesterday when we were pre-gaming this. The Spurs, you said, could beat them because they know the blueprint to stopping a isolation player. And for you to say that Doc Rivers and them Clips over there, they couldn't stop him. I think that's giving James Harden more credit and giving D'Antoni, who I think is a bum as a coach, a lot of credit. I well, do think
thing Russell,
with, go ahead.
The thing with the Spurs is they have a much better coach in Greg Popovich than Doc Rivers.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean I'm not disagreeing with that. I just find that intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, come on, like how much longer are we gonna continue to ride Doc Rivers like he's one of the top coaches in the league, man? He's won one championship.
You know what? I do not disagree with that statement at all. Because I do think he's overrated.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra has won more than Doc Rivers.
Yep, especially in the What Have You Done For Me Lately league. They got
exactly
the highest pedestal. And to me, I'm like Brad Stevens at a better coach, and he ain't even win a ring yet.
Exactly. That's my point. I like Rick Carlisle more than Doc Rivers, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
and
I mean,
I think that one might be a little reach, a little bit.
Rick Carlisle's a great coach.
He is. He's just in a coach. Bad. No, you're right. He's just in a bad spot.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, right. Maybe.
Maybe. That Dallas looking kind of good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I like Doc Rivers. Don't get me wrong. He's a black coach, so I'm going to support him. However, he's always been that coach that has gone against my Lakers, whether it's been with Boston or been with the Clippers, and I just hate we have – like, bro, Ty Lue has more rings than Doc Rivers, and he's an assistant. Like, how is that fair?
Hotel, though. Even though Lou, he did draw up some good plays finals, it's still LeBron played absolutely out of this world. You know what I mean? So he did get blessed.
Okay.
But I'm glad we switched over to Rick Carlisle because that's where I was going with this next. Luca, the Don. Do you think
here we go? Overreaction question. Come on, let's hear it.
Do you think Luka will go down as the greatest Dallas Maverick to ever play this game? Now, before you answer me, Rick Carlisle will not. Here's the thing, Rick Carlisle pretty much coached Dirk majority of his career. Okay. Coach Luka his entire career. So this won't be like a Phil and Kobe where Phil helped grow and mature Kobe into the player that he was and give him the knowledge. Rick Carlisle is not going to be there for 10 more years. You know what I mean? I do see he'll be there for about another 5 years. But after that, say you put 5 years on the Luka, he'll be about 25, 26. Okay, he will be a man into the league. If he can keep it up at the clip that he's keeping it up, you mean he is not going to be a better player than Dirk. And the thing is, though, they're both international. And that's what makes this conversation even more special because it's not like he's American. So he would go down as possibly the greatest international player and the greatest Dallas Maverick. And this could be an overreaction. This could be a prisoner of the moment. But what we're seeing from we haven't seen in a while. You know what I mean? So what's your take on that?
Okay. Hell no.
Ooh.
Hell no. Like,
I got it.
That is so disrespectful to Dirk Nowitzki. Like, I don't understand how this man, this player has a good season or two. And now he's in the conversation of being better than Dirk Nowitzki. Now let's just talk about it really quick.
Okay.
Luka has been great. Lights out this game. However, I asked you a question.
Yep.
Can Luka be stopped?
Well,
like in a playoffs or something like that.
We don't know, and that's the thing. And actually, Luka in the fourth quarter actually has been stopped this year. Luka actually is at the bottom half of fourth quarter points. He does all of his scoring 1 through 3 quarters. And the fourth quarter, he actually...
Because they start putting that body on him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They start playing physical with him. You start playing physical with a player like that. And all those tricks and fancy, crazy stuff that he's doing, bye, it's gone. Like, it doesn't happen anymore. You see what I'm saying? He's looked great against the Lakers. He's looked great against the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Great. But we don't have a player to put on him because LeBron's not going to play him.
I think Avery Bradley might have been hurt that game, too.
Big facts. Big facts. I mean, I would put Avery on him. I actually think last time we played him, Avery was on him, and what happened? You see what I'm saying? Oh, like,
yeah.
So, you know, I like Luka. I like Luka. Do I love him? Do I think he's the, you know, one of the brightest young talents in the league? Sure, but you know who I think is better than Luka?
You better say Trae Young.
Most definitely. Without a doubt, Trae Young is a dog.
No, he is a complete dog. I absolutely think this dude is a super baller. Yes. But the thing that Trae Young has going against him is, if you close your eyes, Sean, and you take them both off the same team and swap teams, could Trae Young do the same thing he's doing in the East, in the West? And why in the East do they have a losing record? You feel what I'm saying?
Well, that's because they don't have a great of a team.
You know what I mean? Mark Cuban has done he put a lot of pieces around Luka to really help. And, you know, Atlanta, but see, I love Trae as well. You know what I mean? They both kind of average the same amount of points. You know what I mean? Like, 28-8, you know what I mean? That's very similar to Luka. I think Luka's like 29-8, but I kind of got them parallel. You know what I mean? I don't really have either one higher than the other.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're both great players. You know, they're both great young players. However, Luka has a much better team, and guess what? A much, much better coach. So,
say that again for me, Sean. You just went, the phone went in.
I said he has a much better team, much better coach. So, the Mavericks are just better overall than the Hawks. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where they end up going. Do I think Trae Young is going to end up staying in Atlanta? Probably not.
Oh.
I mean, come on now. He's going to pull an AD and end up playing for a Showtime squad. Yeah, like a contender, you know. And that's going to be how that story unfolds. Luka, will he stay in Dallas? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? If they don't do nothing. So it's gonna be interesting to see what in the future, because you talk about Rick Carlisle and whether he's gonna be there the next, you know, 10 years. Are we 100% sure Luka's gonna be there the next 10 years?
You're right. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so now I want to know what your takes are.
One last thing. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off, Lee. But Luka also got to win a championship before he can be in the same conversation as Dirk.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that statement 130%. And truthfully, I think he needs to win two.
Yes, he needs to win two ships. And he got a lot of teams that he's going to have to go against. He's going to have to go through James Harden. He's going to have to go through James Harden to get there. And I just don't see it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. You're right. And he would have to stay in Dallas his whole entire career. So it's really that was a prisoner at the moment, as I say, POM. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a what have you done for me lately? And right now he is balling like a motherfucker. Okay, so I'm gonna give you four topics, 4 minutes, 1 minute per topic. You give me your first thought that comes to your mind.
Oh, here this is about to be good.
It's about to be good. 3, 2, 1, Ben Simmons.
Trade him. With Ben Simmons, as much as I like Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid is the better player. They don't have any shooting there. Ben Simmons can't shoot to save his life. Or I actually think he can. He just doesn't feel comfortable doing it. Yeah. So trade him, flip him for something better. You know, it would have been very nice if they would have been able to keep Jimmy Buckets.
Yes,
and trade Ben Simmons into something else. That would have been great. Kept JJ Redick. However, let's get rid of Ben Simmons, man. He could fit so much better in a system, in some other system that emphasizes 3-point shooting.
Okay, great take. Okay, so when I say Boston Celtics, you say what?
Boston Celtics, contender. Definitely okay. Contender. Okay. Boston, they up there in the East as, you know, the number two seed right now. Jason Tatum, my boy Jay Tatum, just dropped 41 on him, you know what I'm saying? Because he turning up real quick.
Yeah,
they're a young team. They got a great young coach. I love what Boston's doing over there. Shout out to Kemba.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they probably will not win the East because it's going through Milwaukee. However, they one of them top contending teams, so it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Okay. Who is the biggest threat to the Milwaukee Bucks?
Oh, the Lakers. That's not even easy. I mean, that was too easy.
Now, here's the flip. In the East.
In the East? The Pacers. The Pacers. Yeah, man. They play good basketball over there, man. And they got Oladipo coming back. I am big and hype on the Pacers right now, bro. It's gonna be interesting to see. Like they got two scorers over there that, you know, Giannis can't guard everybody.
No, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Pacers all day.
Last one, MVP right now.
MVP right now has to go to LeBron. Of course.
LeBron.
Yes, LeBron. This is the Kings League, bro. Like,
ooh.
You know, no disrespect to Giannis. Giannis has been doing his thing, but LeBron – He leading the league in assists. He's, you know, scoring with the best of them. He got his team up there contending. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to finish with that best record. I think we only like a game two or games. So behind. Yeah, yeah. Two games. Yeah, we're not that many games behind them. So it's going to be interesting to see who ends up having a better record. You know, the best player on the best team gets MVP. So it's going to be between Giannis and LeBron, but I'm taking LeBron. I'm just, that's maybe I'm a little biased, but you know, fuck it. Yeah.
Okay. That's great stuff. Thank you so much. This has been pure great quality. Whole hour segment, which is amazing. Just so effortlessly. So every time I end my show, I always like to ask my guests, what are three things that they like to do, they love to do, that just makes them smile and just brings them joy? So just make the viewers and the listeners feel more into what you like.
Oh, man. I'm a father first. Shout out to my little baby girl.
Shout out, JL.
Yeah, JL, that's my there. I'm trying to get this PhD, man. Like that.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, that's where I'm at with it right now. I'm trying to decide between which doctoral degree that I'm going to get in psychology, but I'm looking at all my options. If any of the viewers got suggestions, man, let me know. Let me know. You can hit me
First,
up on
folks.
Instagram at richful_thinking. You can definitely hit me up there if you got any words of advice. But yeah, I'm gonna get my PhD. And other than that, I'm just trying to, continue to grow, man. Like growing from within, internal growth, So
Amen
working
to that.
out, eating right, getting my mental right.
You been eating right?
I'm eating right, man. I'm eating
All
right,
right.
bro.
All right. No late night snacks.
Yeah, man. I the dad weight, I'm working it right on off now, man. I'm working it off. So you heard me. I was in the gym. You called me like
I
a
know
couple
you
days
was
ago. I was
in
in the gym. Y'all was getting
the
it.
That's
So
like getting cheesecake at 10 o'clock at night.
right, but you've been consistent with it. So
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get right, man. Just getting right mentally, physically, and being a positive influence on all those that I come in contact with.
Amen,
I will
bro.
leave it there. Yep.
That's love, man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, man. Have a
Yep.
good night. It's
Oh,
12:30 at
and as
night.
far as watching stuff, man, y'all make sure y'all check out Power. Don't ruin it for me though,
Okay.
because I ain't seen the last two episodes.
Hey,
Power.
you need to stay off Instagram, stay off every social media
Yeah, right. And you, of course, you has been great. I actually have been in. I don't watch a lot of TV, so you on Netflix has been awesome. And
then.
yeah, man, that's it.
Hey, well, I appreciate you, brother. Get some sleep.
All
Holla,
right,
dude.
shout out to these to the NFL too, man. These games today been
Ooh.
on bubble, bro.
They've been crazy.
They've been wild. Yeah, so man, hey, I can't wait to hear the show, man. I hope it all worked out, turned out well, man.
Thanks, my brother. Hold on. Let me before we end it, give me your Super Bowl prediction.
Super Bowl prediction. All right, I'm gonna go the. This is tough. Okay, hold on. Okay,
I'll
we
give you
gonna go.
mine. I got the
Go.
Chiefs
Hold on.
versus the
Hold on. Hold
49ers.
on. Oh. Okay. I agree with the Chiefs.
Oh.
Oh man, that's tough because the Titans, they beat the Chiefs earlier this year. Okay. I'm gonna go with the Titans.
Okay. I feel like I hear a monkey
Versus,
ring.
I'm bullshitting. All right, I'm going with the Chiefs versus the Packers. Yeah. Whew, I don't feel good about that. I think I might. I think I might. Okay. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs versus the 49ers. I'm
Safe.
lying.
That's the safe
I'm
bet.
lying. I'm not doing that. I
That boy all over the place.
I know. Here's my final. Chiefs, Packers. You heard it here first. Okay?
Okay.
Chiefs, Packers. You can't
All right.
they got the better quarterback in Green Bay, so I think Green Bay will probably beat the 49ers just off of experience. And the Chiefs are just on another level. And the
Yeah, they
winner
are.
of that game will be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they just put up too many points.
They dropped 41 straight on the goddamn
That
on.
special was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm rest in peace to the Texans fans. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, night night.
Yep. So look, I done enjoyed it. This been great. Hey, you gonna have to get me back on here before the season over. We gotta talk before the playoffs. You feel me?
No doubt, bro. No doubt.
Yeah. But
Bye, bro.
all right, man. Stay up. Shout out to you and with everything you're doing, bro.
Breeze, brother. Holla. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Big Dog Talk. Your host, Lamar, and I'm out.